Hi, I'm Megan Segura.
And I'm Eric J. Mack.
And this is The Daily Dish, Bravo's official podcast. So The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills Season 9 reunion is underway, and it's been nothing short of dramatic.
From addressing Lisa Vanderpump's absence to Lisa Rinna's Twitter war with Nicolette Sheridan and Teddy Mellencamp-Arriave apologizing for her hand in Puppygate.
Not to mention Camille Grammer's walk-off.
Not only did she physically walk off, but her dress was about to fall off too.
At the end of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills reunion part two, Camille walked away in tears and mentioned that everything was a setup.
Yes, and Andy kept questioning why she thought that this was a setup about her coming on the reunion. Camille then mentions a comment made by Teddy on BravoTV.com's very own Real Housewives of Beverly Hills after show.
Teddy pretty much said that the best part of Camille's wedding was leaving, which might be a little harsh.
So, to prep you for the aftermath of Camille's walk-off and part three of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills reunion, we've pulled the exact after-show moments that explain why she was so upset, plus a few more juicy tidbits you didn't get to see on the show.
Let's take a listen to both sides of the story.
Okay, Camille's wedding. Highlights from that?
From the minute I arrived at the venue, watching the sunset, seeing my family and all my friends I love so much, having my kids there, the rainbows in the background, the sunset, and David looked so handsome and having his family there. And there was a lot of special miracles that happened. My mom made it there for my wedding. That was a miracle. I didn't think she was going to make it. I didn't think she was going to make my wedding. I'm glad that the girls were there to experience what I love so much about the Hawaiian Islands, and it's just a really special day.
Camille's wedding highlights. Okay, well, we were in Hawaii. Great sunset, and there was even a rainbow. Yeah. That's about it.
What was the best part of Camille's wedding, you think?
The departure.
Well, Kyle, you tell me about being a member of the wedding party. You were uncomfortable with the dresses at one point.
I just choked in my water. Sorry. That
was something I said, Teddy.
I cannot wear a cap sleeve.
I'm so sorry that I can't be a bridesmaid.
These are not stick arms. It's going to be like a chubby, squished pork chop arm.
I mean, first of all, I have double D boobs that are my own.
You and need with to brag.
That, with that comes like, I'm fuller all through here. I do not wear a cap sleeve. Whoever invented the cap sleeve hated women. So I was like, oh my God, not only that, it won't close around my boobs. What am I gonna do? So I was in a panic. Plus, it didn't come till like the day before the wedding. I had a problem, it didn't arrive. So I was like, the dress is not here. What am I gonna do? So then I had to have it like fabric taken just so I could get it to fit. It was a whole situation. And
yeah. I got to see all the snapshots.
Anyway, it's all good now.
So by the time we had been through, 3 days of a wedding, it's great, but
it's a lot.
It's a lot. And we had just gotten in the van and this article comes out.
What is everyone think of the article I just sent you from People Magazine? I don't know why you're surprised.
I don't care if she wanted to release it, but then tell us. Just so you know, I released this quote.
And I kissed Lisa Vanderpump's ass. My head was actually up her ass. I just want to warn you. Okay.
We were all like so pissed off. Like we are all like, this. It was such a funny moment. And that's when I say to Dorit, okay, well, honey, and I hadn't said anything. Like I wasn't going to tell her that,
right.
Camille had maybe not spoken so nicely because, I've learned my lesson. You're not supposed to like go behind people's backs
right.
And say, oh, by the way, so-and-so said this. Well, in that moment, I was like, you.
Like she can't have you to her wedding and then say not very nice things about you to me. I'm sorry, but she did. And I didn't want to say that to you.
When did she do that?
Right before her 50th birthday party.
I just feel that, Dorit, there's a little bit of phoniness, and I don't know where she's at. Like, I don't know if she has all the money she has, or is it a show, fake accent, all of it. She bugs, and I know we all love her, but I'm going to be honest. She makes the back of the little hairs in her neck just stand up.
Apparently, I make the little hairs in the back of her neck.
I mean, I should tell her, have you ever heard of dermaplaning? Get rid of that.
So okay? Shady.
It's very easy.
You are so shady. I love her.
Truthfully, I was very, very surprised watching the show back and seeing the way she was talking about me because she was so different to my face.
You know, I have enjoyed Dorit in the past, but there's certain things I question. I question still to this day why she would call me a see you next Tuesday when she didn't know me from Adam. But again, I was willing to move forward, and I wanted the girls to be there. And I didn't want anybody, the drama of that. Oh, well, why didn't Camille invite me? I didn't want to deal with any more drama. Whoever wanted to go, you know, they came.
I get, like, maybe you invite a friend that you're not, you don't like that much to a dinner because it's at the sake of your other friends, but it's your wedding, and you have a real problem with me. Why am I here? Like, I should know you have a big enough problem with me that I shouldn't be at your wedding. Knowing what I know now, right. I wish I wouldn't have gone because it seems disingenuous. It squashed the memory for me.
Well, Camille had been saying that she was very hurt that Lisa didn't come to her wedding and that, you know, she wished she could have been there and such an important day.
She should have been here to be here for me and to dismiss all of this.
And then when we're leaving Hawaii, Lisa Rinna gets some tweet with a People magazine article saying how exclusive Camille Grammer's wedding, and thank God for Lisa Vanderpump.
Okay, guys, what is everyone think of the article I just sent you from People magazine? I'm a little surprised, to be honest.
In between the brunch and going to the airport, an article came out in People magazine where Camille is professing her eternal gratefulness to Lisa Vanderpump being such a good friend.
She could have warned us at the breakfast we just had.
Exactly.
Yeah. This is coming
2 hours before it was posted. I'm so confused.
She says, I respect her decision.
We're like, she didn't even show up at your shower or your wedding. And we all, like, left our families to come here. We don't care that she says something nice about Lisa, but you were saying negative things, and now you're saying nice things in the press, and she's not even here.
We lost it.
We lost it.
They lost it because they changed their schedules, left husbands, kids to fly for her wedding. That's not a close place to go to, Hawaii. Beautiful, but still. And I think that a lot of them felt slighted, and they were just like, what?
As Lisa Rinna said so eloquently, you know, she's just flopping all the time.
I wonder if that's, you know, is she afraid to really say how she feels about Lisa Vanderpump? Like, if you say some things in one company, why aren't you consistent? Is it because you're afraid or because you're just saying you don't feel that way? Like, what is it? You know, and Camille's never done anything wrong to me, and Camille's been nothing but nice to me, but it's hard then to trust in someone like that. Mm-hmm. Like, what am I getting? What is this? Is this at face value or, you know?
Right. Well, because you're witnessing it. Even if it's not being done to you.
To you. It's being said about other people. And you go, well, what the f*** is really going on?
Well, which do you think is true? Do you think that she was saying she was upset with LVP for you guys?
I think she tells whoever she's talking to what she thinks they want to hear. I think she wanted to have a bigger story and be able to talk about Lisa Vanderpump because there'd already been rumored that Lisa Vanderpump wasn't filming with us, and here I'm her savior, and I miss her, and she's been so amazing to me, and now we can talk about that.
I think that's pretty clear.
I know, I can't with you when you make that face.
What face am I making?
You're like this.
Why do I do
this? Like, Teddy
faces?
Really just stepped in it.
Well, after your wedding, you have a dinner with the ladies. They felt sort of betrayed that you said you were disappointed Lisa didn't show up to your wedding. But then the People magazine story came out.
Can I say how pissed off I was about that? The first half of that People magazine article that they were reading happened before I even left for Hawaii. It happened before my wedding. It happened before I, you know, Lisa showed up or didn't show up. I can be disappointed that Lisa didn't show up for my wedding and not be mad at her. You know, yeah, I miss her. It would have been nice for her to come. Yes, I am disappointed, but I understand it because she lost her brother and she's going through a lot. You can have both of those feelings. Even if I said something nice about Lisa, so what? So what? So what? Why get after me? This is about my wedding. Have a heart, girls. Support me and my marriage and my nuptials. They should be happy for me that I just got married after the horrible experience I went through with my divorce. I went through an awful divorce, and I went through cancer, and I didn't choose to be a victim. It happened.
And at no point were you mad at Lisa for not coming to your... You...
I don't remember being really so mad at Lisa. I think the girls wanted me to be mad.
Weddings are such a great way to bring people together. It's about celebration. It's about love. And I always feel like no matter what's going on, you show up. You just celebrate somebody's wedding who you've been a friend of for a very long time. She doesn't have an issue with you right now.
No, she has
so
no issue with
why
me.
Why isn't she here?
I agree. Lisa Rinna wanted me. You could see her. She wanted me to follow her along. Like she was leading me into this emotion that she was feeling. She wanted me to jump on that, but I wasn't. I was going in it halfway because that's not how I felt. You know, I felt for Lisa. Like I said, I've had great empathy for what she was going through. I understood it. Can I be disappointed at the same time? Yes. Do I miss her presence there because she's fun to be with? Yes. But do I understand she's going through a lot? Yes. Okay. And I can also understand the girls' frustration about them. You know, they're frustrated about her. I understand that they were frustrated. And maybe that comes off wishy-washy to them. But this was my wedding. Put the pettiness aside.
Do you want to address what Camille brought up about PK at dinner?
She was threatening.
I didn't trust you. I didn't know where you were getting all this money from.
I know things for certain. You can give me whatever you want, Camille. Whatever you
want
think.
Me to.
She was getting very aggressive and she just kept threatening. I know he owes money to someone, he owes money.
And I'm protecting you.
Don't you dare threaten me, sweetheart.
I'm not
Let me tell you
something. I'm protecting you.
You're a little snake.
I'm trying to protect you.
Oh, off, Camille. It was designed to hurt me, to embarrass.
It was designed to make you look bad.
To look bad.
But at the same
time. What the f*** are you talking about?
PK had a heart-to-heart with me. He started opening up by saying that he had fallen on hard times.
I'm the kid who grew up in a normal place and ended up a billionaire out of nowhere. And now I got taken down because if you get too big for your boots, you get taken down. So you have to ride that.
You know, and I see Dorit running around with very, very expensive clothes. We're talking about some of her tops could be $2,000 to $3,000, and the pants $2,000 to $3,000. That's a $6,000, you know, outfit, not including the diamonds and the shoes. I question that. I question, like, how can you afford that? And she's acting like, oh, you're so horrible. I mean, give me a break here. Get over it. Come on. I mean, you know, I'm not the only one questioning this. The other girls are questioning it, too, but they're not saying it.
You know, I couldn't understand where the animosity was coming from, and then none of that has anything to do with you.
No.
Or your relationship with Camille.
No.
She's not responsible for her husband, you know, believe me. You know, it was just something that was just, in my opinion, way off base.
PK's affairs and whoever's coming out trying to say he owes him money, that is from another lifetime ago. It's way before me. It's way before his bankruptcy. It's at the height. And, you know, unfortunately, when you become public, they come out of the woodworks. And that's exactly what's happening. There is far more to the story than what people think that they know. And there's a lot that I can't say, obviously, because it's in the hands of lawyers and where it should be. As far as engaging or trying to speak on that matter, it's not something I'm going to entertain. It's not my place. It's got to belong where it belongs, in the court of law. And you can assure that we have a court of law for a very good reason. I've now been in a place with Camille.
That's different.
Oh, yeah. Too many times where she's very nice to my face. We have a lot of conversations on and off camera. And then when I turn my back, she's saying something horrific about me. And it's just like, okay, what is your agenda here, honey?
I don't know why. Maybe she thinks I'm an easy target. I don't know, but
really?
Claw at me. Well, let me tell you something. Scratch a tiger's nose. Okay? Just be careful.
We had a party to celebrate opening the 25th office of the agency, and it was quite interesting. Camille came in on fire.
She came in. You can't
say
that.
Oh, that's not a good... Never mind. Don't say that. Camille was coming in hot.
Shut it down.
Don't be so condescending.
Shut it down. You're not worth my time.
First, she reamed out Lisa Rinna.
I know that's disgustingly petty. So let's figure out who the mean girl really is. Huh? Seems like it's you.
I remember her saying, you're the mean girl, blah, blah, blah. And I remember looking and just kind of going, you know what? She needs to do this right now. This isn't about me. This is about Camille. This woman has lost her close assistant, friend, confidant of 20 some odd years and her house. And I remember watching her and thinking, okay, just breathe. Don't say anything because this woman is in pain.
It's so funny with Camille. She's either like, hi, you guys.
Hi, how are you?
Or it's like,
attack mode. It was attack mode.
Why?
And
what happened?
We all did different things.
But what did I do?
Camille was on another level. Like, there was a point where Denise looks at me because she knows I'm slightly overthinker. She goes, Teddy, maybe you're just taking things personal. And I go, why don't you try and talk to her? I'm not kidding. 3 minutes later, I see Denise and Camille like,
so back
yeah, you
off.
Do. You back off.
Denise. What do you mean not? Camille,
what,
don't
even
be
the way you just look at her.
Patronizing.
Do you see what I'm like? Oh, they were like going at it. I was like, told ya, you could not have a conversation with her without her exploding.
Why did you come after me at my most vulnerable? How disgusting are you?
I don't know why she came, to be honest, because she came in like
a hornet.
Yeah.
Like a bat out of hell.
Someone, you know what? I've been through a lot. I'm gonna let loose tonight and have fun with all these women. Mm-mm. She was coming in because she was pissed.
You know, I've really felt the night before, I felt like I was ambushed at a dinner. And they came after me one after another.
Conversations I had about Lisa was completely contradictory.
You did let her off the hook.
I just felt like a little punch.
What's confusing is if you say one thing, you say something else, you say something else.
For years, I had a hard time finding my voice. Finally, you know, I'm like, why am I cowtailing to them and what they think? No, this is not what happened. I need to stand up for myself here.
When did you decide that you were going to confront them at this party?
Probably in the car ride over. Because before, I didn't. I wasn't even thinking that. It was raining. I didn't have a house to live in. I was trying to figure out where to live. I wasn't even thinking about that until I got in the car and I thought, oh God, I'm gonna confront these girls. What is it gonna be like? Like, I felt strong in myself that I can use my voice instead of having them lead me into the way I should think or what I should say. I can actually stand up for myself and say, no, you're not gonna lead me into this, Lisa Rinna. This is how I feel about this, and I'm going to be strong about it. Strong to my conviction of what I was going through, what I was feeling about what had transpired at the dinner and how I feel about the things that transpired throughout the last few months. I went to therapy for years to learn to use my voice. Now is the time to do so.
If you take this whole season, people that are hurt and who have been through a devastating tragedy, I think it's not mutually exclusive to what's going on in your behavior.
I agree.
It is
with
a
you.
Past, but it isn't a past.
It's not an excuse to right.
Hurt people don't hurt people. They hurt themselves.
If you are gonna be shitty to someone, at least cop to it and apologize and say, I was acting out a certain way, or
yes.
The stuff that was said, in my opinion, she would have said that whether she was going through shit or not.
Yikes. I'm intrigued to see how this all plays out.
So as you know, I was there, so I definitely have an idea. I'm not going to give away what happens, but you'll be surprised.
Oh, I can't wait. Be sure to catch The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills Reunion Part 3, Tuesday, July 30th at 9, 8 Central.
And we'll be back with our regularly scheduled episode this Thursday.
You know we'll be talking about what happens.
Talk to you then. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 9. And remember, watching Bravo isn't a guilty pleasure.
It's self-care.
Guys, let's keep the conversation going. We want to talk to you all week long, not just Thursdays. You can find us on Twitter or Instagram at Bravo TV.
Don't forget to use the hashtag Bravo Daily Dish.
Or reach out to us personally. I'm everywhere at Meg Segura.
And I'm Eric J. Mack, E-R-I-K.
And if you're on Facebook, join the Daily Dish Facebook group.
You can post about what you're watching, your favorite shows, who's your favorite housewife, ask a question, start some drama. There's a lot of good stuff in there, so check it out. You can also learn more about the podcast at bravotv.com.
TTYL.
Bye.
Bye.
Looking fine, and I got my girls with me. With the boys at the table getting tipsy, miss me, kiss me.